AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. British Prime Minister David Cameron says it likely was a bomb that brought down that Russian plane over the Egyptian desert on Saturday, killing 224 people. The British have now grounded all flights to and from Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Prime Minister Cameron, within the past hour.
We cannot be certain that the Russian airliner was brought down by a terrorist bomb, but it looks increasingly likely that that was the case. And so I act on the intelligence, I act on the advice of experts, and it's the right thing to do to suspend these flights until we can safely bring people home.
U.S. officials are working on the same theory that a bomb brought down the plane. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
A U.S. official says the intelligence community has not made a formal judgment, but intercepted communications and other information suggest an Islamic State group affiliate planted the bomb.
That would be a significant change.
Former FBI terror investigator Clint Watt says the group had not tried to pull off big attacks outside Iraq or Syria.
This could really, bring a new wave of terrorist attacks.
Officials are warning this is preliminary and an investigation may show there was no bomb. The jet's black box is still being analyzed. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The number of refugees running from the chaos in Syria is growing, warn experts. The European Union is predicting that 3 million more migrants could arrive in the European Union by the end of next year. Authorities have already been overwhelmed by the more than 700,000 who've arrived so far this year. A gunman shot and killed three people, then himself at a home in Maine that he lived in, say authorities. The dead are all adults. A 4-year-old child was found unharmed inside the home. At the moment, they don't have a motive. This is AP Radio News. The elder President Bush is blasting some of the men who advised his son, then President George W. Bush. Our Sandy Kozel reports from Washington. This comes in a new biography.
The book Destiny and Power, The American Odyssey of George Herbert Walker Bush, contains the elder Bush's thoughts about his son, whom he praised but also called responsible for empowering Vice President Cheney and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld. He also worried that the younger Bush used rhetoric that was at times too strong, citing as an example the 43rd president's 2002 State of the Union address, during which he described an axis of evil.
We now know that at least 39 people in Oregon and Washington State have gotten sick with E. coli in an outbreak linked to Chipotle. Washington State and Oregon health officials are testing fresh food from the 10 Chipotle restaurants associated with the outbreak. So far, their best guess is the bacteria will be found on fresh produce. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.